Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake, but it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy, bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight, you ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos, I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga, you nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This candy gang, nigga, I'm fresh out, boy.
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Better like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Biz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? I need to turn up for another Sunday fun day. So as I always say, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, come kick it with your people.
For sure. So, man, what that top five looking like, Mo Biz?
Yeah, man, so top five, man. So from the bottom to the top, number five, we got Puerto Rico. Number four, we got India. Yeah, number four, we got India. Big shout-out to Bombay. Big shout-out to India, man. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out, man. Number three, we have the continent down under, known as Australia. Big shout-out to the Outback. Number two, Zulu Nation. You know, big shout-out to Shaka Zulu. You know what I'm saying? Shaka Zulu, the ghost of Shaka Zulu, will always be in South Africa. So big shout out to South Africa. And number one, of course, we got the home team, America the Beautiful. You know, big shout out to all 50 states, all the fly cities, you know, East Coast, West Coast, North, South. You already know how we do. Peace and love.
If you're listening to us from around the world, we are not our government. I'm sure if you hang around to the world famous Chop Up Mo Bims will be talking about this government.
Yeah, we're gonna get into it. So how was your week,
yes,
Black?
Sir.
What's up?
Man, my week was interesting. You know what? You know when you be working so much that you don't pay attention, that you just drain? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so this week, I was spent this week. Like, my alarm, my second alarm, right, I got, like, three alarms. So I wake up at three different times in the morning, right?
Yeah.
First time is, you know, blah, 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 whatever. So my third time for me to officially get up for the rest of the day, all week I've been pushing that alarm off and sleeping through that shit.
Damn.
All week long. I'm like, why am I sleeping so late? Like, I'm figuring I got to be burnt. I got to be tired.
Yeah.
So, Saturday, me and the kids got in and just, like, deep cleaned the house and got all that type of stuff done. I had to order another vacuum, right? The other one I had for a couple years, but I don't know. I had it for about 3 years, but I don't know what happened to it. I think it was a Dirt Devil or something, but it was a pretty good vacuum. I think it was the kid's error. So,
yeah.
You know, vacuum's expensive as shit. To pick something up that I got to go pull out, $170. But I had to order a vacuum. And then, on top of that now, the very next day, the air fryer go out. I'm like, okay,
shit.
Somebody fucking with me. Is somebody fucking with my energy? Because I know damn well this is an expensive-ass week look like, right? So then we had to go and get another air fryer. And when he went in the store, when people went in the store to get the air fryer, he seen them prices. That fool said, man, if you don't put that food in the oven and leave the door open and let the air circulate, I said, nah, if you don't stop being ghetto. But the air fryer is expensive. We got a foodie ninja, right? Great brand. Everything that they pretty much make when it comes to stuff like that, like they do like juicers and bullets and stuff like that. I've had quite a few of their products and they've been pretty good. This damn Foodie Ninja air fryer, $140. So, mind you, along with me being exhausted, you know what I'm saying? And he like, I'm going to get it, but it's been an expensive ass week for me. You feel me? So I'm looking forward to higher vibrations. I'm looking forward to plenty of rest. And I've been talking about, like, doing the wine thing, and I finally got me a bottle of wine this week. I had some red Moscato. Oh, my God. Not only was it good as hell, but it just, like, really relaxed me, right? So the younger black, if I drank wine and it made me sleepy, I don't want that shit. Nah, I want something that's going to get me hype. The older SG appreciate the fuck out of this wine. Like, oh, it just calms me so.
When I was at this spot, you know what I'm saying? I had my little wine, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I was going through it that day. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That shit can be a common influence, you know what I'm saying? As long as you know how to channel it the correct way. Yeah,
I loved it. So now I got me another bottle of wine on chill that I'll be indulging in at some point during this conversation. But yeah, I was like, man, I said this wine here do something different. You know, I like this.
All right.
How was your week, Mo?
Yeah, so my week was awesome. You know what I'm saying? I'm just getting things in order. Like, I'm calling this week 2023. You know what I'm saying? I'm already in that zone. I'm in that mode. Like, I'm done with the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Totally focused, laser focused. The Winter Solstice is doing me justice, man. Like, I don't know. I guess it's like the Ohio in me. You know what I'm saying? That up north. You know what I'm saying? Like that Lake Erie, that Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? But it just gets me prepared for the winter season. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, New York winters, we like right off that Atlantic Ocean. So we get that you know, that wind. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just, you know, I'm catching my wind at the same time, man. I'm just riding a wave. You know what I'm saying? I'm not like searching. I'm not chasing a wave. I'm just about to ride it. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna catch that wave. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of my mentality. You know, also, too, another mentality that I got, I'm just doubling down on what's working, you know what I'm saying, on every aspect of my life, you know what I'm saying, what's working, I'm doubling down on it, you know what I'm saying, and then, like you, you know what I'm saying, I only had one, I went to the store, I'm on my New York shit, so I just got me a Nick, you know, in New York, they call it Nick, a little personal, I got me a little Nick of the Honey Jack, you know, mixed it with a little bit of green tea, made me a nice little cocktail before the show, so I'm right, man, so I'm good, man. So that's my week, man. My week was awesome, and like I said, it's 2023. Shout out to the Winter Soldiers. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, so I don't know if Smooth is trying to call into the show and not getting through, but I'm trying to figure out why he calling my cell phone, knowing that I'm on the show. And knowing Smooth, he's a very bright guy. He's very intelligent, so obviously something must be wrong. So if he called back, then I'll answer it.
I'm like, wait, if Smooth's phone's so old school that he can't text, that would just be mind-boggling. Like, I'm done with Smooth. If he can't text on his phone, I'm done.
Man, that fool can text.
I'm done. Yo.
Look, I'm what's up? I'm on the air. What's up? I'm
going to
text him because I don't know what
he
got going on.
Yeah. Come on, man. We on the air talking our shit. You know, he got to get like that.
I sent him the voicemail. I sent him the voicemail. He left a voicemail on my voicemail talking about, oh, this nigga. Like, why are you not texting me? Are you okay? Chill flag or something, nigga. What's wrong with this man?
Exactly. All right. But, you know, hopefully he'll figure it out.
So, man, tonight's topic, man, sweeter to the point. Now, I know that a lot of, okay, first of all, let me say this. Excuse me. Because I wanted to put this out there.
We're putting it out there.
He said, try calling Blog Talk from another phone and see what happens.
Oh, that's what you're going to try to do?
No, I guess he's trying to say that he's having issues getting in. If you're trying to call in, the number's 646-787-1839. So I guess he's saying he can't call in. All right, so for we've been on air for 5.5 years. And we have been in the women category on Blog Talk Radio. We have moved, and we moved about a month ago to the podcast category.
Nice.
Whereas nice. We should have been in the podcast category.
Facts.
Where we should have been in the podcast category, they just added it. I've never seen it there, okay? So I'm going to say that. I've never seen the podcast category there, and you know, I was spiritually guided because from time to time I go back, I look at the settings, I'm doing something on the back end, and I happen to see the category for podcasts, and I'm like, wow, because we were in women, you know what I'm saying, for a long time. So now we've moved to the podcast. So if you're on Blog Talk, you search under podcast, Real Adult Talk, you know, we'll be, you can, you know, we should pop up under podcast now. So that's a transformation that we have made. I know a lot of people that listen to the show, they already have us downloaded, you know, and they already, you know, have our widgets and things like that. You know, this, we already talked about the ones that don't count because they're already downloaded. But for those new people, thank you so much.
Yes.
He said you can't call in to even listen to the show. Have Mo test it out. Okay, so let's see. 646-787-1839. Let me see something. Hold on 1 second.
All right. So in the meantime, I'm just going like freestyle while we get these technical difficulties going out. Going out and talking. So let's see here, man. So, you know, we got the world famous Shopper coming on later into the show. But usually when I talk about my week, I usually
okay, I'm back.
Oh, you got it? I was about to freeze.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we got it. So smooth is good.
I just did it. It worked. So it's his BlackBerry. You know, if y'all don't know BlackBerry. He wanted to text it because he like, people can't call in and listen to the show. I'm like, huh? So anyway, so we are in the podcast category. You know, big up to that change. As soon as I seen it, a lot of changes that Blog Talk make, they don't notify us when they've added something. They notify us is if, yeah.
Yes.
I can hear him barking in your backyard.
Go, yeah, go through that fence right there.
Thank you so much.
We got a lot of stuff going on in the show, but you know,
why the hell this damn lady?
We getting it together. We all over the place tonight.
Well, yeah, y'all know me. So if y'all wondering, I'm sitting out. I'm not in. I'm out, and you know, I live in a very mixed neighborhood. So I seen the white lady come out of my car. She was like, hey, can I go? I hear my dog in your backyard. He's been missing for 2 days. I hear him in your backyard. So I don't know how he's stuck in the backyard or what's going on with him in the backyard. But, you know, he probably became Ebo if he was in my backyard with these spirits. So...
All right.
She went to the back, and then somebody followed her to the back, and they're still in the back looking for a dog that they swear they hear. He got his flashlight. I have no idea what the hell they got going on. So he's been missing for 2 days. He's a little pit or something like that that I don't like, but he always coming in my yard. So obviously he is hurt for some shit. Well, I don't think he should be drawn to my yard because, honey, we don't like dogs. We don't like dogs around here. So you ain't going to do nothing but become Ebo, become a sacrifice.
Oh, shit. Uh-oh. Yo. Pet cemetery in Black's backyard.
Yo. That's it.
Well, yeah. So Snoop still is not able to call in, huh?
Obviously not, but hey, I did my best.
We're going to hold it down.
All right. So go ahead and say what you're going to say. Let me see what he's saying. Hold on.
What I was saying before, you know what I'm saying, while we get anything situated. You know, usually in my week, you know, I talk about the books that I'm reading. So, you know, this week I'm reading my Art of Seduction. You know what I'm saying? It's always just a good read. Big shout out to Robert Greene. Definitely one of my favorite authors. You know what I'm saying? So I've been kind of zoning out to that for like the past few months. And then I'm going, just a little tease, but later on in the world famous Chopper, I will be reviewing the new Coogi Rap album, right? And I was pleasantly surprised, but I'm going to save the review for for the World Famous Chop Up. So, you know, about an hour into the show, I'll get you up to date on that. But we're kind of sparking. I love, like, when I get new music and it just sparks different downloads or different inspiration. So I was like, you know what? Let me, you know, I got a library of books. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, speaking of Coogee Rap, you know, big shout out to, you know, he's a Queens OG. I was like, you know what? Let me grab my Confessions of a Video Vixen. That's the Corinne Stephens book.
That
was talking back to like about 15 years ago.
Get to sex topic. Leaving the low to talk about some type of sex shit. So an update, y'all. I went from one side of my yard. I'm on an acre of land, just to update. So I went from one side to the other side where they went through. So they went through my yard and got in the back of somebody else's yard. So their dog got loose. Somebody took their dog. And the motherfucker been in the backyard barking, trying to get his damn people. So they had to go through my backyard and go in somebody else's backyard to go get their dog.
So they got their dog.
I have no idea if they got them. I just hear them barking like him. They're not in my backyard no more. They went through my backyard to go find the voice of the dog or whatever. So anywho, check this out. Tonight's topic is, would you rather good sex or stability? Now, I know y'all like, why the hell is she breaking this conversation down to say, would I rather? I want both. Because that's what I said when the topic came up. But in this day and age, asking for good sex and stability is almost like reaching for the stars, okay? You almost don't have one or the other, right? Not to say that stability means that a person don't have a job. They can have good sex and have a job, but they're not mentally stable. They can have good sex, and then they can have a job, but then they always changing jobs. You know what I'm saying? But they're going to keep a job now. You ever notice that a mug that's not stable keep a job more than people with careers? I promise you. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Or they could be stable and mind right and good job and awesome, but then the sex is whack. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to break that down at the very beginning before we got into that because, you know, and not taking any shots on either side. You know what I'm saying? You know, if they got, well, we'll get into that. But that's why I said either or, because this day and age, especially with this dating pool, it seems like it's horrible. Where is he? Yeah. But y'all shouldn't let that dog run off anyways because we stop the kids from being out here. That dog comes in and goes right back to the back looking for the kids.
You talking about a little chihuahua?
Huh?
You got a blue collar on?
You said it's a chihuahua?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Same color as a Hershey bar.
You talking about a
I've seen you walking with him the day. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the pit.
No.
You talking about a gray and white one?
Yeah.
See, he was following that one. Because that was on the other neighborhood on the other side.
Yeah.
He was following that one. And the people up here said he saw that dog with our dog. And, like, I can hear him back there, but there's a – like, got their fences. I ain't running from no police.
They live in the right, like, our next door neighbors are our family. Mm-hmm. And so when our dog leaves, he goes next door. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't go –
You should just drop the fence and
we
leave.
We did, and it, I couldn't – we still couldn't find him.
There's too many, and then so far to the other side,
it's
back
like,
that side, number of woods, number of brush everywhere.
And a bunch of fences and shit, and I just can't.
All right.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry if I scared you.
No problem.
No.
Yeah.
QR code comes up with our information.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
I have a FIDO alert on me. And I got it free. It's got a QR code with his name. It'll pull up my information, my phone number, my address, where to return him at, everything.
Okay. If I see him, I got you.
Thank you so much.
I won't see the shit that they own. How about that? So, with this dating pool.
What's up? Go ahead. No, I said we got featured guests tonight on the show.
We had some featured guests because we don't do dogs around here, you know. Ogun energy all day, but the little dog probably got ran over. That motherfucker's hella active. I know who she is now. I seen that the other day. The dog goddamn couldn't walk a straight line. He was goddamn zigzagging and going so hard. But in this dating pool, it's like you're going to get one or the other these days. Like the men that's stable and got good sex, or from a woman's standpoint, the men that's stable with good sex, they don't want a relationship because they know they're a hot commodity. They know what they got. You know what I'm saying? The people out here, they got good sex, but they ain't stable. They need help. You know what I'm saying? Or they're stable and they don't help, but the sex is just like, man, shit, I could have had a sneakers. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk about it. We're going to jump into the conversation. I just wanted to get that breakdown, but I'm going to start with you, Mo. Good sex or stability?
All right. So, yeah. So, all right, Black. So I'm stability all day because stability for me is going to lead to good sex. Because, like I said, I can, you know, hashtag happily married man, but, you know, I got a certain radar where I can just, if I'm attracted to a female, I can size up that female and know how I'm going to make the sex good. You know what I'm saying? And I'm all about ambiance, especially as I get older. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about the ambiance, the setting. That all adds to good sex for me. You know what I'm saying? The ambiance. What we on? We on some, you know, what are we indulging in? You know what I'm saying? We're going to kill. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to, you know, just marijuana being legal. Was it some drink? You know what I'm saying? We going off some, you know, a couple cocktails or whatever the case may be. Was we on vacation? You know, were we in a hotel room? Where we at? You know what I'm saying? So all that I'm just mentioning, you have to have stability to be able to make that, to be able to make that ambiance come to play. You know what I'm saying? So so stability all day for me is gonna automatically lead to good sex. I guess I can have good sex without stability, but in the back of my mind, if I got something that's not on point, it's gonna be obvious. But I can get lost in it, I guess, with good sex. But I would prefer stability because I'm more in it for the long game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to sacrifice stability for good sex. I'd rather have stability and just always have good sex whenever I want it. So, you know, I'm like the master of my own destiny. So, you know, that's my answer to the question.
What? Clearly, I don't even know what you motherfuckers talking about. And,
clearly, you don't.
No.
Come on, man.
Yeah, hey, iPhone ain't got shit to do anything. I done used multiple work phones and landlines and shit. I don't know if it's New Orleans trying to call to New York, but yeah, that shit just saying all circuits are busy.
Oh, shit. Well, you hear though.
It's New Orleans.
All right, well.
The nice topic is, would you prefer good sex or stability? You can't choose both. You got to choose good sex or stability. What would be your option?
Well, first of all, don't tell me what I can and cannot do. I have multiple bitches. Okay? So, Mo can't do that because he only has one wife. You know what I'm saying? And one wife. No, bitch. No. I can have both. And I choose C for both.
What?
This is why Mobias do not have faith in you having an intelligent conversation, right?
What do you mean? It's not even about having faith in my intelligence and my intellectual ability. At the end of the day, this is like NBA Jam, right? I remember, most likely Mo remembers NBA Jam. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's heating up. Boom, shakalaka. You remember the game, right?
I remember, yeah.
Okay. So during the course of playing NBA Jam, you had cheat codes. You know what I'm saying? You can always stay on fire. You can have, like, the big-ass fucking head and shit, right? Don't get mad at me because I got the cheat code. You see what I'm saying?
What's the cheat code?
Don't get mad at me because I got the game genie and shit. Multiple bitches is the cheat code, Mo, just in case you're about to ask. Multiple bitches is a cheat code.
Okay.
So the thing is, I'm not mad at that. I'm mad that you done kind of slick took my answer. But go ahead. I'm going to say.
Right. Oh, okay, well, I'm sorry. My bad.
I should have went first.
Right, yeah. So seeing that I have the right answer. Yeah. No, I'm not about to just choose one when I don't have to. That's ridiculous. Like, how dare you try to, you know what I'm saying, fuck around and handcuff me or put me in some type of concealment and shit like, yeah, this is what you got to do. If you want good sex, then you got to deal with this bitch who ain't stable. But if you want stability, you got to deal with this whack pussy-ass bitch. Well, where I come from, I grew up off of Voltron. You see what I'm saying? We combine that shit together. So red line, yellow line, blue line, this black line, this pink line, we're going to come together and form Voltron. There we go.
I don't think it wasn't a pink line.
That is all.
It wasn't a pink line.
Yeah, it was a pink line.
No,
that was a pink line. The bitch was a pink line, remember?
Oh, shit.
Mo, the bitch was the pink line, remember?
Okay,
oh, you remember now, huh? Yeah, there was a pink line.
You know,
I'm fucking yeah, they had a broad for Voltron, too, man. What the fuck wrong with you?
No, I thought she was on this.
Hey, look at you.
You know,
how dare you
LBC
jump into my analogy with the wrong information?
I thought you said a pink lion. I thought that was like the gay dude or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, hold on, man.
No, man, I said Voltron, nigga. I said Voltron. Red lion forms the head. Blue lion, yellow lion, black lion, pink. Oh, man.
I don't remember the pink.
Either way
line
it goes, I'm a Power Ranger, too. I'm a Power Ranger too, fucker. We combine and shit together to make the perfect fucking scenario.
I don't think it was a pink lion, man. I don't think it was a pink lion. I'm gonna have to Google that.
All right, so let me ask you a question. If there was no pink lion, then what color was the bitch, the female?
Red. She was probably red. There wasn't no pink lion, man.
The dude was red, man. What the hell wrong with you?
I'm gonna have to Google it.
Oh,
I don't think it was a pink lion. You catch me Christmas.
So the broad,
Christmas,
so you mean
Christmas
to tell me that the broad didn't wear pink?
I had the Voltron, and I don't remember no damn pink lion.
Man, so, all right, I'll play along, though. I'll play along.
Nah,
so the broad didn't wear pink?
Now, Power Rangers, they had some pink shit, but I was too OG by that time, so.
No, I'm asking a question. So the broad didn't wear pink?
Nah, she probably wore red.
The dude wore red, man. Red was the head lion.
I gotta
Google
it. But go ahead, carry on. I'm
gonna
Google it in the meantime.
Man, I already said what I had to say. Look, I'm not choosing. I don't need to choose. I got multiple bitches for a reason. I'm getting all of it. God damn it. So I'm gonna get that good sex and that stability. Shit. The fuck I look like. Oh, you gotta choose one. Hell no. No, I've lived in a relationship. Don't get me wrong, I've had multiple relationships in my life where I tried and to try to fail. Let's get this one thing straight. And I tried to live a life where I was not comfortable. Like, damn, man, this hoe got some good-ass pussy. But, man, this bitch is just a bad business partner. All right. Then I got another bitch. Man, look, this hoe follow instructions. She good. You know what I'm saying? She fuck around. Like, she get me sexually excited because, you know what I'm saying, we winning. But the pussy is just like, eh.
Oh, yeah. Yo, real quick. I'm saying, just to correct Smooth, the robot lions are five lions that combine to form Voltron. They come in five colors: black, red, blue, yellow, and green. So
and what about the big, what about the pink bitch? So they ain't got no pink bitch in them?
I think you need
the pink
with that other shit.
Power Rangers, there was a pink chick. In Power Rangers,
no. We're not talking about the fucking pterodactyl. We're not talking about that. I literally said, did they not have a pink bitch for Voltron? Because the broad used to wear pink, remember?
No.
Okay.
Shoot. Black, red, blue, yellow, and green. Go ahead.
I said the bitch, man. What color did the bitch wear? What color
oh,
did
no,
the,
man,
what color,
was
what was it, the princess?
We talking about
Voltron. No, man. This thing. I'm asking you about the bitch.
Don't even sound right, pink lion. That don't even sound right.
Right, my bad. I said pink lion. I'll give you that. But the bitch wore pink for Voltron. My bad, I'm sorry. Fuck. And this nigga had to go back and look like, man,
I don't remember. I ain't give you that one.
Yeah.
Mo give you a lot. He was determined not to give you that one.
I'm a thug. He just mad because he got to settle. Fuck it. That's the problem. Nigga, don't get mad at me because I ain't got to settle.
Man. Stability,
shit.
Stability is
stability is a good thing. That's why I pick stability. You know what I'm saying? I love my
wife. And I agree with you. Stability is a perfect thing. Yeah, yeah, until you get mad. Y'all niggas got to go on vacation from each other. But until then, yeah, whatever.
Another vacation coming soon?
My answer? Black answer is my answer. But she about to word it differently. Go ahead, Black. Tell them. Tell them, Black. Yeah. Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
I can't mute the nigga because I done called him on three-way. So he finna show out tonight, right?
Oh, yeah.
You walked into my trap. Like, okay. Okay. Thank you.
That's great.
Okay,
right,
so
Black.
My answer. Okay. I cannot choose either or, right? It is why. Cool. Because sex is very high up on my list. You can have all the stability in the world, but if your sex is trash, you're going to have to let me have another partner, right? And that's just that. You can have the best sex in the world, but you're not stable. You can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, one plus three don't equals two. So you can have good sex and win a position on the team, but you got to have a strong mind because I'm not fitting to be making sure that you're stable. I'm not giving you shit. You just on the team because you got a purpose. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Because you got this purpose because this person don't have this. You know what I'm saying? They weren't blessed with this gift. I would have to have multiple people. You know, poly for life, right? I would have to have multiple people. And that's like poly is a conversation that comes up. If I'm interested in you and I'm really, really feeling you, we done talked about poly. You know what I'm saying? From my current people now to on back. We done talked about poly if I'm really, really interested in you because I want to see how it goes. For me, I can't deal with a selfish-ass person. Okay, if you can't give me the right quality time, you got money issues, you got decent sex, but you got all these problems that you want me to deal with, but you don't want poly. Man, you can kiss my black ass. We're not doing that. So you got to be able to stand in the paint with me. I ain't got to stand in the paint with you. I don't care what you want or what you don't want. Like you got to be equipped for me, or you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to be a team player, and that's just how that goes. So I can't choose either or because it's a no deal for me. Like, if you stable and you got all this money, blah, blah, and your sex is trash, like, come on. Because a stable man that got good wood, he gonna, especially when he know that you love him, he gonna play as many mind games as you possibly can. So for my ladies that's out there struggling with that problem, you trying to get in a relationship with a nigga, it ain't working. Man, listen, slow yourself down and start pulling your energy back. Flip the script on his ass. Everything that you're doing now, reverse what you're doing. Flip the script on him. Because, listen, it's a lot of good dick in this world. It's a lot of good dick in this world. And if you don't know how to find it, I'll be more than happy. I start a matchmaking. But, you know, it's a lot of good dick in this world, and you got to know, you got to stand in your ashe, your divine feminine energy.
You know what's so interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I just did it, and that's the G. That's why pimps is always going to be pimps, man. Savage pimps is always going to be around. You know why? Because that's what you said. You just said reverse the game. Reverse the game. You know what I'm saying? You telling the all females, you got to reverse the game. Pimps do the opposite. They reverse the game on the women. You know what I'm saying? Pimps don't even want sex.
Mm-hmm.
They want the money. You know what I'm saying? We want the money. You can keep the honey. You know what I'm saying? The honey for the tricks. You know what I mean? So when it comes to that, you know, it's the same kind of situation. So, like, I don't know. I'm just saying. So when you really kind of know the game on that, you ain't gonna just fall for stability all the time because You know what I'm saying? Good sex can come and go. You know what I'm saying? But stability is a foundation.
Well, yeah, because listen, let me tell you something. My people's, the reason why my people's in the position that he is in my life is because he's very stable. Because he's very stable, and he know that. Extremely stable. You know what I'm saying? I mean, extremely stable. And it's not like, you know, everybody has their own issues and things that they have to deal with, right? But I also have to keep him in check to let him know, like, nigga, you know, I could add somebody to the roster at any point now. You don't want to play with me. You know, I'm black. You don't want to do that. So the thing is, it's like I just keep my options open with everybody because forever is a long time. And, you know, you can fall in and out, in and out, in and out of love, you know, with somebody, right? Especially when that's your person, that's your life partner. But if ever, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always try to keep it real regardless of the world being, you know, 95% fake, 97% fake. I still lead, you know, I lead by example and keep it 100 with somebody. I'll keep myself in a position when somebody trying to switch something up on me and trying to play a mind game with me, or if I feel like, okay, I'm not, this situation not going how I set it up to go, then I pull back on it. Now you got to figure it out, you know, it is what it is. Stability, that's going to be the one that's going to always have that number one spot, because that's where the money going to come from, that's where everything, you know, going line, and that's where, you know, when you need something, you can lean on that motherfucker, you feel me? So my people, you know what I'm saying, they be like, damn, you still fucking with Youngin or Cappy? Like, he going to always have that position because that's where he at in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, he going to have that position until he render it, right? Because I ain't going to say, oh, I'm always be, you know, I ain't going to never say that about nobody, son. But until he render it, you feel me? He render that position, then I'm moving on. But the thing is, the person that gets in that position going to be greater than you. You feel me? Like, that person's going to be greater than him because, you know, that leading role is important.
So, question, because what are y'all definitions? When I say y'all, I mean Mo and Black, right? What is your definition in this conversation pertaining to the word stability?
See, you missed that conversation earlier.
Nigga.
You cutting up, I'm cutting up too.
I said, wait a minute, come on, nigga, really? I done called this motherfucking phone for multiple phones. Nigga talking about service.
It's not. No one, as soon as you said have Mo check it, I put Mo on hold. This was the ghetto show tonight. We was ghetto tonight. I put Mo on hold to call for my line because I wasn't in the house.
It could be AT&T. I'm not certain because, you know, fuck. But that bitch is saying all circles are busy. But that being said, right, that does not answer my question of what is y'all definitions of stability.
Break it down again, right? What you said at the beginning.
Mo, go ahead. Let me see if you were listening.
All right, well, I'm going to give my
either way it goes, like, I'm going to ask Mo what his definition of stability is anyway.
Yeah,
so it don't matter which one of y'all do it first.
Okay. So if we just break it
Mo,
down.
Mo, he got big balls because I can't mute him or hang up on him. He got big balls tonight, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, boy, them bitches hanging low as a motherfucker.
So stability to me is pomegranate. It's just a mind state. You know what I'm saying? Like, where you at? Stable, you know what I'm saying, for me. You know, I can't speak for somebody else, you know what I'm saying, because I only can master with me, myself, you know what I'm saying. So if I'm stable,
that's why
everything else,
both y'all definitely.
Well, I'm just saying, so for me, to answer your question, for me, it's all about if I'm stable, you know what I'm saying, if I'm satisfied. And when I say stable, I mean just satisfied with, well, I mean, I always want more, but if I'm satisfied to bring somebody into my realm, meaning a female companion or whatever, but, you know, hashtag happily married man. Like, I got to be stable in what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? In my dealings, in my workings, and in the businesses that I do and things of that nature. So if I'm stable in what I'm doing.
But what about the bitch? What is the definition for stability for the bitch? I'm not concerned about you.
No, I don't care.
I'm concerned about what is your definition for stability with the bitch?
When it comes to, look, well, like I said, hashtag happily married man. So
Okay.
Somebody, you know, like I said, somebody that brings value to me. Somebody that we had this topic maybe like a few weeks ago or a month ago or whatever, but somebody that can enhance my strengths. That's, you know, that's a person of value to me. You know what I'm saying? So that's what my wife is. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm just trying to say is, but look, but as far as
stability, maybe.
But as far as females or whatever, I can adjust. I mean, once again, hashtag happily married man. So if I was in an alternate universe or whatever, and I was not married or whatever, and I was dealing with different females, it don't matter. I'm the stabilizer. I'm the stabilizer. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm messing with you, just in any of my relationships, if I bring you into like my, you gotta be stable and on some type of level. You know what I'm saying? It's something that I gotta connect with that person for me to even mess with that person. I don't mess with just anybody. You know what I'm saying? So that's, you know, I guess that's the best way I can answer it from that point of view.
Yeah, yeah. That was not an answer. That was definitely not an answer. That was a lot of talking. I thank you for the speech.
I thank you for the speech. Okay, well, let's black people first, and then you
man. See, like stability, because black probably just don't answer questions, right? All right, so like when Mo gave his answer about the choosing between stability and good sex and shit like that, most likely Mo chose stability, right? Because I was in here on the fucking phone. That's just who the fuck he is, right? Okay. Now, my definition of stability for me is peace. You see what I'm saying? For me, it's peace. The broad would have to bring peace to me. That's how you, that's stability to me as far as chaos and all the other bullshit. So when I said both, I can have both because guess what? One bitch is going to bring me peace and the other bitch is going to bring me turmoil because the pussy good. When Black was talking about stability, No, but I ain't done. But when Black was talking about stability, what I got from Black's answer was more on the financial side. If maybe I read wrong. You see what I'm saying? So, like, we have three people on the phone, and then I'm like, well, wait a minute. God damn. I'm getting three different aspects of what the fuck stability is. That's why I had to ask the question. What is y'all definitions of stability? Because
shit
was different from them.
Stability is not just about finances, but that's a big role. You
I'm
know,
just
like,
talking about that.
Most people will try to be stable. Like most people, you got people that'll get a job and they won't keep a job, but they'll have a job now. A person that hops jobs will have a job far more than a person with a whole career because they love the money. You know what I'm saying? But there's no stability behind them, right? So it's kind of a mix because having a job is one part, but being stable on your job is something different. That shows, you know what I'm saying? That shows you know how to clearly decide on something and stick to it, right? So if you go and make a decision about something and then the next month, I don't want to do this no more. What you think you're going to do? What you think that person's going to do in the relationship? If they can't be stable about their own life, how you think they're going to be stable with adding you to their life? Then if they're not financially stable, then what you think going to happen eventually when you done fell in love with this person, you carrying them on your back. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, when it comes to stability, yes, it's financial, but yes, it's like, is this person making solid decisions for their own life? You know, is this person wishy-washy? You know what I'm saying? One week they thinking like this. The next week they thinking like that. The next week they back to where they was a couple weeks ago. Nobody wants to deal with that. Not me, anyway. Nobody, not a boss. You know what I'm saying? And when I say boss, let me express what a boss is. A boss is somebody that handles everything, that can maneuver everything within the company. You know what I'm saying? That handles it all. You know what I'm saying? I got several companies, and I'm the front runner on that. You know what I'm saying? Right now, due to me opening a corporation, I don't have any employees right now. And generally, when I even have a corporation, I had employees. But I ain't got no employees. I'm the employee and the fucking CEO and everything. No. So
yeah.
With somebody like me, you can't just come and think that I'm, you know, it's going to flatter me because you got a little money in your pocket. How did you get that money? You know what I'm saying? What are your goals? You know what I'm saying? What are you planning on doing? Like, all that shit matters.
All right. Well, as a boss, man, because you said boss real hard, like two or three times as a boss. You gave a definition of boss. We a boss. Like, biggest boss, like Rick Ross. Okay. It's also a boss's responsibility to grow their employees and their subjects. You see what I'm saying?
No, we hire people to do that.
No. But in order for that to happen, you still have to be conscious that you have to grow the motherfuckers around you. So, yeah, you still would have to grow your fucking employees.
In a corporation, I'm going to hire somebody. I'm going to hire specialists in each part that can train the people to do what the fuck they need to do. See, that's why you hire everybody and delegate that shit. I ain't got to get my head.
Right,
listen,
but you're still the boss and you're still responsible.
I don't congregate with the employees.
And you're
so
still responsible.
You can't use that analogy.
No, the only, the only person that does not hire, the only person that does not have any doings with the employees is a fucking investor. You see what I'm saying? You're not an investor. You're the CEO, which means you still have to be around the small people, ma'am. Let's get this one thing straight when we use the definitions of boss. Okay, so in my definition,
all the time.
Right, but in my definition of stability, right, my definition of stability, the motherfuckers that actually bring me peace. You see what I'm saying? I'm not concerned about your financial well-being. I'm not concerned about your iffy or your wishy-washiness because at the end of the day, it's still my job to train you in the manners of how you're supposed to act accordingly to my fucking program. See, that's what happens when you actually take control of the situation. You take control of the good side and the bad side of who the fuck the individual is that you choose to be inside your life.
Okay, that's a masculine. I'm a divine feminine. I'm not taking control of nobody. You're going to come with it. You're going to be ready-made or you're not going to be in my program.
But notice my definition wasn't meant for you because you have ovaries.
Your definition is for you.
My definition is for the males that decided to become men. That's my definition. My definition for those motherfuckers that graduated from malehood into manhood. So all these other motherfuckers that won't talk that bullshit about, I needed to come in straight and right. Coming straight and right for who, Nick? Yeah, sure, straight and right for the motherfucker that was before you, but is she straight and right for you at this particular time? No? Well, then guess what? That means you gotta destroy this bitch and build this bitch back up. It's Build-A-Bear season all over again.
Right.
So in my life, hey, fuck, it is what it is. Got multiple bitches in different stages. And it continues. What point?
I said that was a good point on what you said.
Mm-hmm. Your phone was fucking up.
Yeah, your phone was going out a little bit. For me, as a divine feminine energy, I'm not training you. I'm just watching to see where you are already. You know what I'm saying? Because if you already have the leadership mentality and smooth, if they come in with a leadership mentality, you Gucci. Why? When you're a leader, you're already stable. You already know what you want. You already doing what you got to do. You coming in with the perception of a leader, but with the mind of manipulation, I'm going to see through it. And when I see through that shit, you know, it depends on how I'm looking at you. But when I see through that shit, you get me once, you ain't going to never get me again. You know what I'm saying? Not the same tactic. Now, you're going to have to work 10 times harder, and it's going to be too much work for you to want to put in to even try to, you know, win somebody like me. So at the end of the day, I need you ready-made. I need the stability on one point, and then I also need the good sex on the other. Because at the end of the day, if I can get that one person that's stable, and I mean stable mentally, physically, financially, you know what I'm saying, and good sex, that's a winner. But this day and age, these men missing something. They missing something. The thing is, it's so accepted in today's society because we want to live on this. Nobody's perfect and everybody has flaws. Okay, having a flaw within yourself, a flaw is you like to go to sleep and not take showers. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't, you know, you ain't had people around you to make you take a shower before you get in the bed. But a character flaw is completely different. You know what I'm saying? When you ain't mentally stable, you ain't mentally right for a goddess. When you ain't, you know what I'm saying, you ain't stable, you ain't staying on your job, you ain't keeping money. Like, if shit gets short for me, like, boom, I need to be able to lean back and be like, hey, you know, handle that. When the last quarter of the year hit and I pay for all this shit, which I've been doing, and then I had to pay for even more stuff because I done started a corporation. And we talk about this every year on the show. If you've been a long-time listener, and the last quarter of the year is me prepping for the next year.
So my money is always tight for the last quarter of the year. If I can't look at my people and be like, hey, can you grab this? Hey, can you grab that? Then it's a problem. Because at the end of the day, it is what it is. Now, mind you, you know, he was annoyed. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I think women, y'all need to understand. When y'all see these people on social media and they, my man brought me this, my man brought me that. Yeah, it's going to be some shit that's going to be taught in the process, by. So he was annoyed when he had to go in the store the other night and spend $140 on the air fryer. But at the end of the day, he did it. He didn't even tell me he was going to do it. He just went and did it. You know what I'm saying? And told me when he was in the store. He was like, well, babe, I got a Foodie Ninja here, and it's $140. And then it's a Walmart brand, and it's a Walmart brand, and it's half the price. It's like, it's damn near half the price. It's $80. I said, so you give said it's a knockoff, right? He said, well, oh, shit, let me grab the Foodie.
He's like,
your voice, let me get the Foodie. So I was like, well, wait, you could have explained the off-brand one to me. And you know what I'm saying? I said, I wasn't disappointed. I would just say, it's a knockoff because it's a Walmart brand. He talking about, so I could take this Foodie back. No, nigga, it's Raven Foodie. You got it. Like, he was like, man, $140 for a machine. But that machine is well worth the $140. So at the end of the day, like, you going to have, you know, he going to talk shit. He's a fucking Capricorn. He's going to talk shit anyways. But at the same time, all I got to do is have a conversation with him and say, look, shit going to be tight for a couple months for me, so I'm going to lean on you a little bit. And then when shit get back gravy, it's all good. But he already know what it's looking like once I done prep myself fully for the next year. Because he done, you know what I'm saying? He know. He know what it is. You know, the sky's the limit. We cut no corners. So you got to really find somebody that has proven to you that, you know what I'm saying, they got your back, when you know, you got their back, and so on and so forth. You can't be on no extra, you know, okay, well, you're going to come in, I'm going to show you I got your back, and then whenever I need you, then they ain't got your back. I mean, you done had their back for 6 to 12 months because you done been up so much. You got to learn how to slow down. Like, ladies, I need y'all to switch the game up. You got to show you, he got to show you in the process, even if you got it, act like you don't. You got to see his true colors. You got to see who his character is, man. Having some imperfections versus a character flaw is a major difference, right? And so this is where we come in with these character flaws. You should be a man regardless of what. If you a man and you know what you want, you're going to stand on that, hands down. You're going to come in, you're going to know how to be a man. Anything in this house that goes
wrong. No, that's a lie. That is a lie. But in the beginning of your rant, when you start talking about the definition of man, that's when you stop. In the beginning of your rant, you said that a lot of men are missing something, right? That's a lie, too. Okay. Every male that is born has everything that they need. The only problem with today's society is that a lot of motherfuckers are not required to demonstrate those skill sets anymore. So since you're not required to demonstrate those skill sets, they're still there. Let's get this one thing straight. But you're no longer required to demonstrate these skill sets, so you really don't know what you have anymore because you're surrounded by a bunch of motherfuckers who don't enforce
and
the
when
rules.
You get somebody like me that enforce these rules, then it's easy to walk away and exit because there's so many more people that don't require it.
There's nothing wrong with you walking away. The only problem that you said that was wrong is when you started saying that men was missing shit when they ain't missing the motherfucking thing. They just are no longer required to demonstrate. You see what I'm saying? Today's males, sweet baby fucking Jesus. Today's males make me sick, man. They make me fucking sick. They, in the words of Black, because she had me saying this shit like a few weeks ago, they make my booty itch. You see what I'm saying? These motherfuckers make my motherfucking booty itch. If a man, because a man is not required to fuck around and say, all right, bitch, since you lacking, I'm a pickup. No. Don't act like you don't have it. You see what I'm saying? If you got it, you got it. Don't pretend like you don't have it because that's a form of manipulation. All you're supposed to do is act like who you're supposed to act like, and that's a fucking female. See, when a bitch decides to be independent means alone. Let's get this one thing straight. Independent, definition of independent is alone, solo. So when you act like that, guess what? You're going to get treated like that. So if a bitch decides to act feminine, because, you know, black said divine feminine and shit like that. That means you're not acting independent. You're not acting solo.
Okay,
you're
hold
acting,
on.
You're
Let
acting
me touch
in your
on
role.
That now. Let me touch
What's
on
that?
That now. Now, I'm with you when you're 100% right. But, okay, look, myself, I'm going to hold
okay.
the bills down. You know, I say it's me, you know, whatever. I'm going to do what I got to do, right? When it's me by myself and my kids, right? So when somebody come around me, I'm never acting independent. I just already got what I got going on. So at the end of the day, it's hard for somebody to come in and see that I'm already holding this shit down in the manner that I'm holding this shit down. So for me, I get people that be like, damn, shit, your shit, you know what I'm saying, done up better than mine. Or I get super, you know, these super ninjas that be like, well, shit, you got it. You don't need me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? So at the end of the day, for you can't speak from a divine feminine energy. We got to play like it ain't like that. Because once a man see that you got it together, he ain't finna lift a finger. He ain't gonna lift a finger. And then for me, if I see a man that ain't really wholeheartedly stable, and he try, like, you know, and he be trying to offer something, to me, I feel like it's a setup. So I be like, if you ain't even stable yourself, and then you gonna give me something, and then be like, you remember when I did this? Like, I feel like you trying to buy your way into this stability. You feel me? Like, I'm the type of person where I want to see that you got my back, but the sky's the limit. I'm not one of those stingy. I love spoiling my partner. I love spoiling my partner, right? But that stage come when you know, when I feel like, okay, I'm comfortable, when I feel like, okay, you can look out for me, X, Y, Z. If I get to a stage where I be like, okay, well, then you can't reciprocate the energy, then I'm not, you're never going to see how I love spoiling my partner. You're never going to see that. I love spoiling my, I'm talking about trips and all. I love spoiling my partner. But at the same time, it just got to be a special kind of person. So for a divine feminine, we got to act like, okay, you know, you can take the reins. Okay, you can do this, you can do that, or whatever the case may be. Now, my partner, he pretty much know me. So he know most of the time, you know, it's whatever. But the one thing that I had to teach, that is one thing that I had to teach him, he's good at putting money up, but he's not good at budgeting. You know what I'm saying? And so I had to really, like, show him, like, and I'm talking through the process as I'm doing it, like, okay, I need you to do this. Man, you ain't that broke, da-da-da-da-da. Man, look, I need you to do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not the, you know, I need you to do this. And I had to tell him, listen, when I set a budget out for this week, and I've went through that budget, then this game over. You understand me? It is just how it is. If I go through that budget, then this game over. It's nothing else being done. So whether it be for a week, whether it be for a month, and that's what you got to respect. You hear me? And so then he started getting into that energy and then teaching him how to do more for himself. But we don't, you know, we don't live life looking at, you know, budgets but 3 months out of the year. You feel me? Everything else is like, okay, it is what it is. And the reason that it's 3 months out of the year is because that 3 months is how I set the budget for the next year. This is what I'm going to do on this. This is what I'm going to do on that. This, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we got to play like that, though, Smooth. We got to, because you got to see who you're dealing with. I don't have to play like that anymore because, you know, I mean, I'm situated and I'm stable. But there are others that have to play, that role. Now, we finna get into the world famous chopper, but what I must do what I must do is, Mo, you went and looked up the characters and what Smooth was talking about. And Mo, I did just send you a video. There is actually a pink one in that video. Yeah. So Smooth went and found what he was talking about, and it actually is a pink one.
The bitch, Princess Aurora, is pink. And yeah, and eventually the fucking lion do turn pink, my nigga. But it's all good. I understand.
All right, man.
You know, you dig? I understand. I ain't shit. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
As I told you guys at the very beginning of the topic before Mo takes over, I've been on these wines, and I've been on like the red Moscato. Absolutely love the red Moscato. The red Moscato is not easy to find though.
What
and
brand?
Then, oh my God, I forgot the brand. But it was absolutely amazing. So tonight I actually am on Sweet Red. Sweet red is like, you know, kind of, you know, a little sweet, but it's kind of like dry. I don't really like it. I'm not really a fan of it. But Red Moscato, I need a case. So if you guys want to send me
you
a gotta, case.
You got to tell me the brand because we got a shitload of Red Moscato down here.
It don't matter what brand. Send it to me.
No, nigga, take a picture of the bottle that you're talking about.
That was the other night. It's gone. Red Moscato is Red Moscato. The shit is good.
No.
But a lot of
Red Moscato ain't, all Moscato ain't created equal. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? That's like your, right. That's like your Sweet Red. They got multiple different Sweet Reds. You feel what I'm saying with that name? And the one that you fucking with, you really don't like. But they got this French one. They got a French one, man. That's good as a motherfucker. It's actually a Red Moscato.
Is that the one that y'all got down there by the bunk?
By the what?
That's the one y'all got a lot of down there, the French one?
No, we got so many different Red Moscatos, it's ridiculous. But we have a lot. We have an abundant supply of fucking Moscato in all colors and flavors out here. Because, you know, I know this because I have a lot of bitches. And, yeah.
Okay, well, you ask your bitches which one is the best Red Moscato. And you send me a case of that. I'm going
to
send you my address. I can't find this shit
to.
Here no more.
Sorry, I don't need to do that because I got an abundant supply of fucking Red Moscato at my house, man. I ain't got to buy shit. All I need is your the brand. This nigga.
I just tasted Red Moscato. That's what I'm telling you. I just tasted Red Moscato. That shit was fire. I don't know what it was, what brand it was. I just know I like it. So I know, being that I used to drink wine a lot, just send it to me. I'm going to see my address. Send it to me what you got, and I'm going to drink it. But the Sweet Red, I don't like the Sweet Red. The Red Moscato was really, really, really good. They told me another brand, another flavor of Moscato that was good, too. But that's where I'm at in wines, right? I stopped drinking liquor, and I went to wine, and so now, you know, I got a whole wine holder, you know, wine bottle holder, things like
so
that. I need the,
right.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Right.
I'm ready for this wine. So I got to move my address. Send me that Red Moscato.
Right.
I went back to the same store that I had got the Red Moscato for. It's a liquor
store. No, I had to ask because, you know, they sell wine and liquor in every store out here. That's on, you know, Walgreens sell liquor out here. You know what I'm saying? So that's on, like, what store did you go to?
We barely have Walgreens out here.
Walgreens.
They didn't have it when I went back in there. I'm like, and I took a few bottles that I was looking at. They didn't have it. I'm like, did I get the last bottle or what? I was hurt.
How much did it cost? The cost could let me know a lot of shit. You feel what I'm saying?
$26.99.
26? Yeah. Damn, you in Georgia. That sounds like a fucking a Rosada or a Barefoot or a Gallo. No. Gallo's like 19. Sutter Home's like 20. A Barefoot.
This is what I'm drinking now. Sutter Home Red, Sweet Red.
So you had Sutter Home.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, Sutter Home Red Moscato.
Yeah.
No, she didn't have Sutter Home because like she would have recognized the sticker.
Yeah, I know what that.
What
is.
About a Behringer?
Mm-hmm. I don't know about
next
that.
Next time, Black, you have to take a picture.
All right, what about a Barefoot, nigga? I mean, fuck. What did the bottle look like, nigga? Was it decorative?
Like it's just I seen the Red Moscato and I grabbed it. I don't know what else you want me to explain to you about this process. But that,
like,
what more do you want from me? Like, look, I see Red Moscato. I grabbed it. It was some of the best shit ever, and I want cases of it. It was good, okay? Like,
I'm
drinking
Black,
on is not it.
I feel you. So Black is looking at it from the point of view, like, if you go out to dinner, right, and they got wine on the menu, you're just going to order Red Moscato. And whatever brand that they bring, they're just going to bring in and,
exactly.
You know,
exactly.
I get it.
And hope that it tastes the same.
hope that it tastes good, but it's red Moscato, so I'm sure they get it.
Man, look, they had this cheap-ass Moscato that I used to get from Winn-Dixie. Man, I don't know what the hell they put in that fucking Moscato, but I just knew somebody had spiked my drink.
Man, listen, that's how I felt. I was like, why am I buzzing so hard?
Man, I just knew a nigga spiked my drink, but I knew, but I'm the one who poured the drink, so I knew it wasn't me. But you know what I'm saying? But yeah, like that's the date rate.
Yeah, sometimes that cheap shit is cheap, but it gets you messed up.
Man, but it was so good though. It was, man, matter of fact, one of my son's mama, man, look, bam, I poured her cup. Boy, shit, man, that girl was like, man, you did this to me on purpose. You did this to me. I said, no, I didn't, baby. I just want to share my drink with you. What did you put in my cup? Wine, bitch. I put wine in your cup.
Okay, so it's wine.
That's how it is, those moves. Send me what you got, because I couldn't find it when I went back. The red Moscato, and now that's my thing. Like, now that's the wine that I want to be on. I'm like, if I find something good, I stick to it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be out trying different things, so I'm on red Moscato till I'm not, right? So, yeah, I'm going to send you my address, and send me the damn red Moscato, because I'm on it till I'm not. But I just, like, I can't find it, and I'm disappointed. And I'm going to have him on a wild goose chase this week. Watch. I was like, I want red Moscato. I want red Moscato. And he's going to be going to whatever store he gets to go look for some red Moscato. I felt so, I was gone. I felt so good. I was like, this hell better than liquor, but it got me mellow. It ain't got me around here talking about tear the club up. I'm sitting here like, yes, tear the club up. Yes, tear the club up.
It felt like everything just.
And that bitch was bubbly and everything. So, I don't know.
All right, man. Let Mo get into the world famous chopper. All right.
Well,
there you go.
Without further ado, you know what I'm saying? So, for anybody out there that's listening for the first time, so this is the world famous chopper. So, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to shit on certain things that I just thought was interesting throughout the week. So I'm going to get into it, man. We got a few things to kind of chop it up and talk about. So let's see here. A couple things. So first off, in Georgia, you know, I guess shout out to Raphael Warnock. He did beat Herschel Walker in the Georgia.
Boo! Nah, fuck that. Fuck Warnock. No, this man. No, boo.
Well, you know, hey, you know, it seemed like the voters showed out. You know what I'm saying? Yes, you know, I'm on the outside looking at it, but apparently.
Man, they cheated,
Georgia,
man.
Yeah. I was kind of waiting for Herschel Walker. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you know, Georgia, I'm going to be honest, though. You know, Georgia, for the last, what, 20, 30 years, they've been getting it right as far as whatever they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because businesses is flourishing in Georgia, especially Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? It's black people everywhere doing big things. So, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So, look, if the people showed out and they won a war not, then, hey, maybe I got to fall back. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I'm kind of.
Man, them wrists is broke. What you talking about?
What happened? What happened?
I said them wrists broke. What you talking about?
They broke?
The wrists are broke. What you talking about?
The wrists are broke? Okay, I don't know what that means, but.
Black, explain to him what happens when your wrist is broke. The hell?
I don't even know what. You know, Black can probably put the phone down and I don't know. Searching for that damn red Moscato.
No, man, a broke wrist means that. A broke wrist used to be for them gays, man, the homosexuals. So if a dude walked around with his wrist down, you know what I'm saying? Like, man,
okay,
man, fix your wrist, bro. What's wrong with you?
And Warnock is not that, is he? Is he?
I have no clue. I was just talking about the whole city of
Georgia,
Atlanta.
Atlanta? Yeah, okay.
I said city of Atlanta.
Yeah, look, I didn't say everything was just like, you know, but, you know, as a whole, you know, as black Americans, you know, I could definitely look at Atlanta and see, like, okay, this is the new – Black Wall Street. You know what I'm saying? This is modern day Black Wall Street in Georgia. So that's all. That's the only point I was just trying to make. So like, you know, the last 30 years, Atlanta has been flourishing as far as the city, and for the most part, I like everything that's going on down there. That's why they have so many people moving there. You know what I'm saying? They have such growth in these last 20, 30 years in ATL. So, you know, shout out to that. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait. Like I said, 2023 is going to be interesting with all the political season. This is heating up. So with that being said, too, let's see here, what else we got? So as far as corporate, you know, Nike, Kyrie Irving, you know what I'm saying, they cut ties because I guess all the controversy and shit like that. But I still fuck with Nike, you know what I'm saying? Nike usually leans on controversy, but I guess, you know, in their eyes, Kyrie might have took it too far, been a little too flaky for them. So, but they did turn around. He probably was already affiliated with Nike, but, you know, now he's going to get his signature shoe, which is Ja Morant. So I guess they're like, you know, Kyrie's a little too political right now. He's doing this and that. He's not really marketable. And, you know, Ja Morant is like the new AI. So, you know, shout out to that. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with Nike regardless. You know what I'm saying? Because Nike, they move at their own drum. They cut ties with Kanye and kept it moving. You know what I'm saying? And then Kanye went to do what he did with Adidas, and Nike still didn't care. You know what I'm saying? So I'm interested to see the campaign that's going to come along with Ja Morant. I definitely think he's a superstar in the league, and you know, I'm eager to see how he's going to be marketed and stuff like that. And I think he's like the perfect personality to you know, take Nike into this new realm, I guess, of you know, sneakers and stuff like that. So shout out to that. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Oh, so we're just going to replace one nigga with another nigga.
Basically, but right. Here's what it is. Basically, long story short.
No, nigga. Like, once you violate, you violate.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Once you violate, you violate. If you chose to violate a motherfucker, then I can't fuck with you. Don't try to play me with the whole infant. Don't try to play me with, all right, we're going to get rid of this nigga, but to appease the niggas, hey, we replaced the nigga with another nigga. Like, no, nigga. You violated that man. Right,
yeah,
exactly, because we allow it to happen. But since we allowed it to happen, like, as soon as you said you still fuck with Nike, well, I mean, nigga, you was on the wrong side of history. Like, nigga, I can't fuck with you because you fuck with mine.
No, I mean,
you see what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, if you fuck with mine, then you fuck with mine. Like, it is what it is. I can't allow you to fuck with mine. Only I can fuck with mine. You see what I'm saying? If you and I are getting into a fight, right, and another motherfucker decides to jump in, we whip that other motherfucker ass because it ain't none of his business.
I get you.
He ain't family. You see what I'm saying? Nike ain't family. Nike violated. Balenciaga violated. Fucking with the other liquor company violated. Like, no, nah, you can't fuck with none of them.
You know what it is though? I'm gonna be honest. Like, I've been a fan of Nike longer than I've been a fan of Kyrie Irving. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know.
Oh, it's not about being a fan of Kyrie Irving. It's not about being a fan of Kyrie Irving. It's about the treatment of a motherfucker that look like it. You see what I'm saying? That's how it is. Like, no, it ain't Kyrie Irving as an individual. It's Kyrie Irving as a whole. It's about what happened between fucking Kanye West and Kyrie Irving. Like, niggas is blatantly fucking with you, blatantly disrespecting you. You see what I'm saying? But then they're like,
so
I have to cut peas.
So wait, hold on. So let's get this all the way out here, because you talking big. So what I'm trying to figure out is this, Smooth, since this is what you're talking. Now, you got 12 kids.
What's
so
up?
I don't know, they got birthdays and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's a lot
popular
of them.
So if one of your boys is like, yo, I want these new Nikes for the birthday, I really
I don't have boys that got men in training.
Or men in training, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm about to go out for the basketball team, and I want these new Nikes. So you're going to be like, nah, you're not going to get them for them? You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, I'm trying to hoop. I'm just asking.
Nope,
you're
not happening.
So any Nikes that you have in the –
like, see,
so all your Nikes that you have, because I'm sure you got at least one or two pair of Nikes. You going to just throw those away?
No. I haven't bought tennis shoes since, Jesus fucking Christ, the early 2000s.
But you don't have one pair of sneakers, just one. When you go to the gym, hold on. So you telling me you go to the gym?
I got Under Armour. No, I got Under Armour, but those ain't tennis shoes, my nigga. I got running shoes.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out.
Yeah, I got running shoes. I got the footies.
All I'm trying to say is, I guess, long story short, Smooth, I'm not about to be a hypocrite. I'm not about to be like, oh, you know, I ain't never messing with Nike again, blah, 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 blah. I'm just keeping it a buck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just see big business, what they do. And like I said, I'm not saying I kind of understand Nike. I mean, we've been following this Kyrie story for the last, since it started. And I'm telling you, you know, all the things that I've, you know, and Kyrie has been wishy-washy with me and all that as just a basketball fan and stuff like that. But when they really started messing with him and really, you know, talking about the movie and all that shit, and I saw the movie, I'm like, it's not even what they trying to make it seem. Of course I'm going to cape up for Kyrie and say what I said. That's why I had it on all of my social media accounts. Like, you know, it ain't what they saying. Check this movie out, you know what I'm saying, and draw your own conclusion. So, yeah, so on that part, I'm going to speak and stand up for Kyrie because I align with that. But at the same time, I do understand big business. I understand how, like, hey, I don't know if this person
right.
is right for what
and
I'm
and I understand big business, too.
Yeah,
and I understand big business, too. But at the end of the day, big business has to bow down to the motherfucking money. I'm the money, and every motherfucker that look like me is the money. So if you're going to fuck around, you're going to fuck over one of us, like, nigga, you can't get none of us. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, in a perfect world, you know what I'm saying, I guess, in a perfect world. But
as long as the world ain't perfect, this shit going to keep happening. That's what you're telling me right now. You like, man, fuck it, I still fuck with him. All right, okay, cool. I'm not telling you not to fuck with him.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that at the end of the day, if you violate, I demonstrate.
I get you.
And that goes for everybody.
And I respect where you come from that point of view. On this one, I'm just like, you know, I kind of get where Nike is coming from too. You know what I'm saying? You know, but we agree to disagree on that one. So let's see here. Moving on. So another thing. So I got a couple of reviews. You know what I'm saying? So before I run out of time, I think I got cut off last week. I want to make sure I don't run out of time this week. I want to kind of get these.
Yeah, you got 9 minutes.
I got 9 minutes. Okay. So all right. So
hey,
first
but
off,
before you start, I watched that damn Peripheral, man.
Oh, well, we can stop right there. You know what I'm saying? So, tell me what you think about that.
Man, I was mad I only got like 8 episodes.
I know, right? I know.
I was mad I only got 8 episodes.
I was looking for the shit this Friday, and I'm like, oh, I'm just assuming they might.
Right,
they got
right.
10 episodes. 10.
No, they only had 8.
Yeah, because then I looked at the boys, you know, that's a superhero joint that's on Amazon Prime. They got,
yeah,
you know,
Generation B about to come out next year, yeah.
Yeah, and they got, you know, 8 episodes. And then, you know, the show I'm going to review for the people tonight is Outer Range, a new show that I just saw messing with on Amazon Prime. And I'm like, oh, they got 8 episodes too. I'm like, damn. The Peripheral, like I said, stopped at 8, so I'm going to have to wait for season 2.
Is that you? Is that you in your background?
Nah, that's, I think Black.
Oh, Black, you got to mute your phone or something.
Black. She probably heard us.
Mute your phone.
Peripheral, so you give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, I give it a thumbs up, and I give it a thumbs down for not having enough episodes.
Yeah, man, that's a dope, man. The Peripheral was my shit, man. I've been watching that shit just, you know, it's one of those shows that, like, I can watch it over and over again and not get tired because I'm always, you know, seeing some shit that I miss. But, yeah, man, definitely an awesome show, man. I can't wait for season 2. Yeah, man, so thumbs up to the Peripheral, man. I'm glad you got a chance to check that out. So, real quick, we probably got, you know, like I said, a few minutes, and Black's phone might be messing up in the background. So
yeah, man, Black, mute your phone or something. God damn.
I know. Black can probably put the phone down and did something and don't even know that the phone is on. But, all right, so.
Oh, no, man. It's not like she did something because we don't hear the echo no more.
Yeah, she might have did something now. All right, so good luck, Black. So quick music review, right? So generally now, because I like to keep fresh material. Well, of course, real talk, you know what I'm saying? Real adult talk, what we do here in the world famous Chop Off. You know, you're going to get the raw Mo Benz here. But then, of course, you know, for some other listeners, you know what I'm saying? I got the Reasonable Doubt half an hour show that's every Tuesday, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. With my co-host Kev Herc. And we run down like 3 topics, you know, it's called Reasonable Doubt. It's inspired by the JV's first album. So, you know, a lot of my music reviews, I might save it from there because I don't like to go both. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, I like to keep it fresh. So if I'm gonna talk about something on there, I usually keep it on there. And if I talk about something here, I keep it here. So, you know, this week on Reasonable Doubt, me and Kev are gonna do a little something different. We're gonna get some female listeners. So, you know, SZA dropped a new album, so we're gonna review that. Real emotional women type shit, but we're gonna kind of dissect that. You know what I'm saying? It's two males. Should be interesting. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully, I want to see what the females got to say, what we got to say, or how we analyzing the songs or whatever. What else we got? So the Brittany Griner situation, I'm gonna talk about that on Reasonable Doubt, and then of course we go in on sports a little bit more in depth over there. But so since those are the topics that I'm saving for this Tuesday's Reasonable Doubt. So there's another album that came out, this past Thursday.
R. Kelly.
I slept on. R. Kelly? R. Kelly?
Yeah, somebody fucked around and released the R. Kelly album and called that bitch I Admit It. Yeah, man, that shit was all over the fucking news. Nigga Boosie was talking about that shit. Man, look, they had, I want to say they probably had like 3 or 4 songs that I've never heard before. I've heard other songs that was leaked and shit like that. The sad thing about it is the bitch was actually good. Yeah, they had released the bitch on all major streaming sites, and then the shit had to get pulled down because they didn't have R. Kelly's consent to release the shit.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Like, so I didn't get it on my on title, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even get that, but I am like this.
They removed it. They removed it off of title.
Sure.
Like they had to remove off. They had to remove it off of all fucking streaming platforms.
It's
like yeah, this shit got released. The shit came out that Thursday. It was out of Wednesday or Thursday.
It's funny that you mentioned that. Like so, look, you know, I've always been a music guy, so of course I stream everything. You know what I'm saying? But before streaming was very popular, I had an extensive CD collection, you know, and I had a mixture of CDs because I'm in New York, man. So I was always buying bootlegs and shit like that. So, but I had, you know, I kept mm-hmm. my bootlegs in like pristine condition, you know, with the label and the, you know, the cover and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I kept mm-hmm. them in the cases or whatever. So, long story short, you know, I got shit in boxes that I gotta, you know, go over because you know, I always do a lot of cleaning going into the new year. So, long story short, it's funny you brought up R. Kelly. But I think I have most of R. Kelly's albums, either on bootleg, you know, only probably had a couple of his original CDs, you know what I'm saying? Then the rest was bootleg. But, you know, he was dropping, like, you know, I'm talking about early 2000s, you know, from like, what, 2000 to 2010, when he was, those albums that came out in that era, or 2000 to maybe even 2000, probably about 14. But he had a long run of albums, and I probably had all the bootlegs of those, you know what I'm saying? So, long story short, so I'm going to really just find those and just put them all together and keep them somewhere because I just want that to be my little R. Kelly, you know, music collection because it's so controversial.
Just in case, yeah.
That needs its own little separate place somewhere, you know what I'm saying, somewhere in my space where if I want to zone out to R. Kelly, I can. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, all right, so now I got 4 minutes. Fuck, I don't even know if I'm going to have enough time to get into it. But long story short, I'm going to just do it real quick. Shout out, this is an old school rapper, man, but, you know, he OG, real OG Queens, but I really like his new album, man. It kind of snuck up on me, man, but shout out to Coogee Rap. He dropped Last of a Dying Breed, and, you know, I had kind of had a love-hate relationship with Coogee Rap. I'm, you know, like, always respected him, but I never really, like, fully zoned out totally, man, but, you know, he's been around since 1989, you know what I'm saying? Came out with DJ Polo back in the day, and he's been through different eras. But, you know, he's had a couple features that was really dope, you know what I'm saying? Or a couple, well, one album that I really liked back in the day, it was called 456, had the song Fast Life with Nas, classic song, you know what I'm saying? And then Nas back in the day, came out in 1995. And then, you know, he had one verse, it was on a Mobb Deep album, the Murder Music album, it was just dope or whatever. But anyway, and then, you know, he kind of went like underground, real raw, real underground, real hood, real gangster type shit, but he's kind of resurfaced lately, you know what I'm saying? The last, you know, few years he's been putting out like different projects here and there, but this last project I just got a chance, it was trending on Twitter, so I was like, you know what, let me check it out, you know what I'm saying? But Last of the Dying Breed, man, I gotta give it, I'm giving it 4.5 mics, man. Like, if you just want a solid listener or some real just OG New York type shit, I dig it, man. You know, the features, he's got Bottle, he's got Royal Flush, he's got Big Daddy Kane, he's got 38 Special. 38 Special is one of my favorite young cats, man, out of Rochester, New York. Yeah, 38 Special. You know, he's down with Griselda. You know, he does a lot of stuff with Griselda. So, and then actually, Coogee Rap and 38 Special, they have a joint album together called Son of Coogee Rap, some shit like that. But anyway, that's pretty good too. But also, he has AZ on there. It's produced by this new producer that I'm not hip to. I guess his name is Domingo. But anyway, I really did this Coogee Rap album. And it's interesting, too. And I'm just saying this little tidbit, right? When Coogee Rap, you know, raps about his certain exploits, and he's talking about, like, rapping about getting head, it always just... And he always just embellishes a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could tell he was spoiled by a good head giver. And that brought me to, you know, when we was having technical difficulties and I was just trying to, like, hold down the show and telling people about the world-famous chopper while Smooth was trying to call in, I was like, you know what? I got to pull out the Confessions of a Video Vixen. Because people don't know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that was his baby mother. I know that was his girl. You know what I'm saying? Before she got turned out by the
industry. Karen Stevens.
Yeah, Super Karen hit. Stevens with Coogee Raps. I'm almost sure this is baby mother. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? So, you know, going back, you know, I'm like, you know what? Let me pull this back out, man. So I start kind of reading it again. And now I'm listening to the Coogee Rap, and I'm just, you know, connecting the dots, man. I just like to do shit like that, man. When I zone out into my music, man, I really zone out. So anyway, definitely want to just get at the world-famous chopper seal of approval. If you get a chance, check that out. You know, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised like I was. So anyway, also too, and then the show that replaced the Peripheral, like me and Smooth just discussed, was only 8 episodes. Big shout out to Amazon Prime. I like what they're doing over there, man. Jeff Bezos, keep putting money into that section, man, because you got some original content. You're starting to really compete with Netflix and HBO and whatnot. But I also like this show called Out of Range. This is starring this guy named Josh Brolin. Always liked him from back in the day. He was in the Goonies. He was like the bigger brother, the older brother in Goonies.
Yeah, anyway, his big brother Goonies.
Yeah, Goonies. Remember the movie Goonies, the brother, the older brother?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah,
the older brother. Yeah, man, Goonies was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid. But anyway, Outer Range, good movie, man. It's like a Western suspense. Pretty good, man. I like it. It's like on some different shit. You know what I'm saying? So I watched like the first 2 episodes earlier today. So that's my replacement for the Peripheral. So I'm just wanted to shout that out, man. It's pretty good. It kind of reminds me of Nope in a way. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the Jordan Peele, the Nope movie. You know, that's a movie I want to see again because I didn't like it when I first saw it. I like talking about
over.
It. But yeah. But anyway, Outer Range, man. That's another one. So anyway, before I get cut off, this has been a world-famous chop-up. Big shout-out to Black for another awesome topic. Big shout-out to Smooth on the check-in. Big shout-out to me for the world-famous chop-up. As always, you want to put a face with the voice, follow me on IG, MoBins, MoBinns. Follow the Twitter page, especially if you want to check out the Reasonable Doubt Show, MoBins, MoBinns. And then, of course, follow the Real Adult Talk Twitter page. I keep it crunkling there, raw. And we spell that, of course, talk, spelled T-A-W-K. So, as I like to say, you know, until next week, everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off.